Well, if I go back to the very, very beginning, I think it was in about 2000, 2001. One of the pools was to be shut for safety reasons, this gala pool, and it was going to cut back a lot on swimming classes and swimming clubs and use for use by the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody I didn't know very well before, but somebody called Selena, was in the lobby one tea time when I went up just for a swim, and she was collecting names on a petition. So I immediately started to try and find out what it was about. And from that, the campaign started, and there was a lot of information in the papers about it at the time. Also, we had public meetings, all sorts of things were going on, because people were outraged that this facility was going to be taken away or cut back. And of course, I then started to find out lots of things about the history of the building, which I hadn't known before. For example, that it was a listed building, and really quite an important part of national heritage. So I found out all these things, and just my interest in the pool grew from that, really.
Right. And was that when Friends of Moseley Bath started, or had that been going for some time?
No, the you're right to ask that. I mean, we didn't call ourselves the Friends of Moseley Road Baths at that point. That came later. There was a sort of lull in the campaign, if you like. The gala pool was closed, the balcony became unsafe, and for a long time we were just using, as we are now, just using the smaller of the two pools. In fact, it's interesting, some people who swim there don't even realise that the building contains two swimming pools, because all the time they've known it, they've always gone just to the one. But there is, of course, the second gala pool. So the group that which I'm a member of now, but the group that calls itself Friends of Moseley Road Baths, which is a campaigning group to get this gala pool reopened and for refurbishment work to be spent on the baths, was set up. And I can't remember the exact date, to be quite honest with you, but it was in the early 2000s, so maybe 2004. I wouldn't swear to that. I should know, but I don't. We've been campaigning as a group ever since. One of the main things we did at the very beginning was to collect masses and masses of signatures on petitions to reopen the gala pool. And our campaign goes on. We're interested in the history of the pool and in making sure people know about it, but also trying to put pressure on the council to say, you know, this is a part of national heritage, it's a jewel in Birmingham's crown, or however people like to refer to it.